Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the tech that's shaping our world and maybe even the universe. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jamie. Today, we're unpacking something that sounds like it came straight out of a sci-fi novel, LangChain Agents.
Right. These aren't your everyday AI tools. They're more like the Swiss Army knife for AI workflows.
So, no pressure, but you're telling me these agents are basically the brainiacs of AI?
Exactly. But before we start, let's set the scene. Imagine you have a task like finding out who the CEO of OpenAI is, and also, just for kicks, what 123 plus 45 equals.
Sounds like a job for Google, but I'm guessing there's a twist here.
You'd be right. Instead of manually searching and calculating, a LangChain agent can do both tasks simultaneously using tools like APIs or databases.
Hold up. So it's like having a personal assistant that's plugged into the matrix?
Pretty much. And the best part, we can build one using Python.
Python, the language even my grandma probably knows by now. No offense to any grandmas listening. Mine just happens to be a coding wizard.
None taken. So let's dive into the why. Why do LangChain agents matter? Imagine you're running customer support. An agent could dynamically pull up data to answer queries in real time.
Ah, so it's like having an extra set of hands that happens to be super smart and doesn't need coffee breaks.
Precisely. And for the tech enthusiasts listening, yes, we're talking about building, configuring, testing, and even scaling these agents for production workloads.
Wait a second. That sounds a bit daunting. I mean, where do you even start?
Great question. First, you'd need to be cozy with Python 3.9 basics and have a grasp of LLMs, like OpenAI's GPT models.
LLMs, large language models? Got it. They're the brains behind the operation, right?
Spot on. And from there, it's about setting up your environment, installing LangChain and the OpenAI SDK, and then you're ready to roll.
So it's not like summoning a genie. There's some groundwork to lay first.
Exactly. But once you're set up, building your first agent is surprisingly straightforward.
I'm imagining a tiny robot in my computer ready to do my bidding.
Not far off. You'd initialize your agent, load in some tools, say for search or math operations, and then let it run.
And this agent can then, decide on its own which tool to use for the job?
Yes, it reasons through your request, picks the best tool, executes it, and combines the results.
Mind blown. But what about when things get complicated?
Good point. There's always a chance of hitting snags, like infinite reasoning loops or high latency. That's where setting limits and using async execution come in handy.
Async to save the day, classic.
And for the folks at home thinking about security, because you should, LangChain agents execute code, meaning you need to be mindful of what you expose them to.
Like not giving them the keys to the kingdom.
Exactly. Keep them on a tight leash with API key management and input sanitization.
Sounds like a bit of a balancing act. Power and responsibility.
Couldn't have said it better. And when you're ready to go big, there's scaling, monitoring, and optimizing to think about.
So what you're telling me is that I can't just build my agent army and take over the world?
Not unless you want to handle a lot of customer support tickets.
Fair enough. I think I'll stick to using them for good.
As you should. And for our listeners, that's a wrap on LangChain agents. We've just scratched the surface, but hopefully you're now itching to build your own.
And remember, start simple. You don't need to boil the ocean on your first go.
Wise words. If you've enjoyed this deep dive into the world of AI agents, don't forget to subscribe and share your thoughts with us.
We'd love to hear about your adventures in AI land. Until next time, keep nerding out.
Thanks for tuning in to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Catch you on the next wave of technology exploration.